الله الرحمن الرحيم. من بين الحديث والسحابة رضي الله تعالى عنه تكمين بيعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والصلي والطعام that we will listen and we will be obedient في الأسر واليسر in easy conditions and difficult conditions. With regard to the entry of this hadith now, this hadith teaches us not to dispute with or oppose our leaders unless they are involved in blatant sin. This was the time when the Khilafat was in existence and the leaders who were the Amir al-Mu'mineen, etc. So Hadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had foretold already that times will come when the leaders will do many wrong things. So he said, if we are taught here that we should not dispute with our leaders unless they are involved in open sin and which there is clear proof of, in which case they should be confronted and counseled appropriately. When the clear proof is there and they have done open, blatant sin, then they should be approached and they should be confronted and counseled. Even, of course, that is not easy for everyone to do, but that is that at that time, in view of these very tyrant leaders, a person should oppose them and speak out the truth. Even if the leader is involved in wrong, it will not be permissible to rebel or wage war against him. The great knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the great prudence and intelligence that to just any small thing to go against them, that will cause a problem, and that problem will be worse than trying to rectify the situation. So in all cases we should weigh the matter and see where the greater benefit lies in correcting the matter, or at that time to keep quiet and see that with whatever benefit we can get. To rebel or wage war against him, because the harmful consequence of such an action will far outweigh the benefits. So we should see where the benefits lie, what the conditions are. Hence, the lesser of the two evils, namely sinful behavior, will be tolerated. At such a time, you will see that what are the two situations that will weigh the situation, and what is the greater evil. Try and stay away from that. We try to do good, but we'll end up causing more problems and more difficulty. It will only be permissible to rebel against the leader when he openly commits kufr, disbelief. That is when he goes to such an extent that he is committed kufr, and there is clear proof for it. At that time, the instruction is that to rebel and go against them. The hadith also emphasizes the injunction of commanding good and forbidding evil at all times. This is another very important thing in which, unfortunately, today we all have become negligent of. We see so much of evil happening around us, and instead of us forbidding it, we get involved in it ourselves also. There are so much of haram things which are happening even in our homes. But we, instead of stopping it, we are the encouraging. In fact, we command it in many cases. It should, however, be noted that our approach should be measured and based on wisdom and good counsel. We should udru ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wal mawridatil hasana. In a beautiful way, we should invite, and we should weigh the consequences also. See what we intend doing. Will it bring the necessary results, or will it bring the opposite results? Commanding towards good and forbidding evil is no easy task, especially with tyrants and oppressors. When it is with people who are in the leading position and they are tyrants, oppressors, it is no easy task. There is always the fear of physical harm, emotional abuse, threats, lies, false accusations, torments, and slander. This will be in the case when there was the Islamic Khilafat and you had to rebel against the government. So we can imagine to try and fight the government, what a condition it is. At least we at the present moment, that whatever wrong is happening, and we should try and stop it in whichever way we can. It is perhaps for this reason that speaking the truth to them is regarded as one of the greatest forms of jihad. As it comes in the hadith, that in front of such leaders to speak the truth, that is also jihad, just to be able to speak the truth. However, in our situation, we should try and command what is right and evil, especially in our homes, in our societies. Whoever has got whatever authority, we should try and, all the time, we should be commanding the good and forbidding the evil. And we should not worry of our own positions, our respect, etc. But we should say what has to be said, and we should maintain the truth and the haq at all times. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.